congratulations. Last time I saw you, the track, obviously you had number one with the single out here, but then in America as well, and we didn't get a chance to actually speak to you at Capitol. But how the hell do you feel? This is exciting.
I know. This song has just gone absolutely bonkers. And I was talking, I was actually did my first American interviews like for a long, long time. And they were saying, like, oh, we would think there's a good chance it could eventually go to number one. And I was like, that is just surreal. That is just so crazy. I can't even fathom it even now. And I just feel like the luckiest person in the world, honestly.
I think what's really sweet is you genuinely had no expectations. So I think you're actually like, what the hell is going on?
Oh, but it's confusing me because, you know, when I want something to do, when I'm like, right, this song, it means everything to me. I just, it has to do well. And then it's, you know, do what I think. I'm like, oh God, that's so sad. But at the same time, then when I do something and I think, well, I hope it does good, but like, you know, I'm not going to go crazy about it if it doesn't. And then when it does, I'm just like, how does this work? I don't know how the psychology behind this works anymore. Like, do I hope for something or do I not? I don't know, it's a bit of a confusing one for
me. I think
now.
Do you know what? I just think it's lovely. You just put a track that nobody thought would beat someone like Bruno Mars and Mark Ronson, Uptown Funk. It comes out of nowhere. It's a total ballad. You don't go nuts like promoting it and doing hundreds of interviews. And just on the merit of the song, people just completely gravitated to love it.
But actually now, years and years, I think they're number one now. I'm so happy for them. I've supported them for a long time, as you know, and
yeah.
I'm such a huge fan, and I think his voice is honestly one of the most beautiful voices I've ever heard. So I'm so happy for them. They really deserve it, and I love that song. And so I can't think of anyone that I would have rather, you know, knock me off the top.
Oh, hey, listen, also quickly, recording, you seem to be busy at the moment. I've seen your Twitter and your Insta, and it seems like you're recording. How's it going?
Yeah. Well, it's going well. I'm just trying to take my time a bit more. So this year, like, my focus is solely on getting the record finished. And, like, you know, I released the Hozier cover because I'm still experimenting with my sound, and I'm still, like, my voice is changing all the time, which sounds crazy, but it honestly changes from day to day. So I'm just trying to figure out where I'm at. And so in the meanwhile, I like to keep my fans happy and excited about what I'm doing, and so release covers instead, which I think is the perfect thing. And I always do like a more sort of chilled, laid back, like, version of a song.
For regular updates on your favorite hit music stars, hit us up at Capital Official on Twitter. Yeah. Capital.